these fears. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As the Federal Reserve gets ready to meet and a warning from Walmart about inflation, President Biden's top economic advisor says the U.S. is well suited to handle economic ups and downs.
The White House National Economic Council won't make predictions about an upcoming GDP report, but NEC Director Brian Deese says even if the U.S. economy shrank for a second consecutive quarter, the job market is not consistent with a recession.
What we're seeing on the labor market side is a continued resilient, strong labor market recovery.
Deese says investor analysis also contradicts a recession, but concedes President Biden is focused on bringing down costs for American families.
We have a serious inflation challenge, which is hitting economies around the globe.
Consumer confidence was down this month, the third consecutive decline in that metric. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former President Trump back in Washington for the first time since losing the 2020 election, telling a conservative summit Republicans need to be tougher on crime.
We need an all-out effort to defeat violent crime in America and strongly defeat it and be tough. And be nasty and be mean if we have to.
And Trump said he predicts a Republican sweep in the midterm elections. Earlier today, his former running mate Mike Pence was also in Washington speaking to a young conservative group.
Now more than ever, we need to lead America with a freedom agenda focused on the future.
This is the second time in 2 days Trump and Pence have spoken at rival conferences. The parents of a 14-year-old girl killed by Los Angeles police in a clothing store last year have filed a lawsuit against the department and the officer whose rifle round went through a dressing room wall. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A prosecutor says a commercial truck driver charged in the deaths in 2019 of seven members of a Marine motorcycle club told police he caused the crash and wasn't looking. Well, his lawyer said it was the fault of the lead biker who looked over his shoulder at his fellow riders moments beforehand. The driver has pled not guilty to negligent homicide and other counts. A congressman just back from Ukraine claims Ukraine's president said the U.S. needs to send more help.
2 days after visiting Ukraine and meeting President Zelensky, Republican Congressman Mike Waltz says the war is not going well.
Zelensky feels like he is losing slowly, that the Biden administration is basically helping him play for a tie.
Despite billions in weaponry flowing into the country, Russia still controls over 20% of Ukraine and continues gaining ground slowly in the east. Its land bridge to Crimea completed. Waltz wants to deploy U.S. military advisors to Ukraine to keep better tabs on the weapons and handle logistics, potentially deepening U.S. military involvement in the war. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
American basketball star Brittany Griner has appeared in a Russian court.
Brittany Griner's attorney stated in a Russian court Tuesday that the basketball star was not in possession of cannabis oil vape cartridges for recreational purposes, but rather it was prescribed by a doctor. Griner has been detained since February after she was accused of large-scale transportation of drugs. Russian authorities claim she had two vape cartridges in her luggage. Griner said it was an accident. Her attorney told the court Tuesday, "We are not arguing that Brittany took it here as a medicine. We are still saying she involuntarily brought it here because she was in a rush."
Fox's Jared Max, a U.S. diplomat who met with Griner, said she is doing okay under the circumstances. The case resumes tomorrow. Amazon raising its fees in Europe. The price for Prime in the U.K. is going up about a pound a month. In Spain, the price will go up 1 euro. Earlier this year, Amazon raised the price in U.S. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.